Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Festival de Cannes. I'm in company of Nicole Sweeney Refn and Miles Teller, director and protagonist of Too Old to Die Young, North of Hollywood, West of L. The Amazon series screening here and other competition. So, Nicholas, you made us watch episode 4 and 5. Does it mean that all the episodes are all separate stories?
No, it's one long story. But I thought that now that Can was embracing streaming, what better way to stream in the middle? And I do think personally, at least this is what I do, and I can see my children, I don't actively seek out anything anymore. But if it comes across my habit of entertainment, it's usually in the middle of something. And if it catches me, then I actually become far more interested in enjoying it. So I thought it was a more relevant way to present the future rather than the more conventional. Here is Billy. Billy's object is this. This is what's going to happen if Billy doesn't get it. Because you're going to see that in 31 or 21 movies anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not spike it up here?
And you're speaking about Little Billy.
Yes, Little Billy.
So you also said this in the press conference, so this is not TV for you, right? What's the difference?
Oh, by no means. I mean, I think...
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that, you know, there's all this talk apparently about, you know, cinema and TV and which is what and streaming. And I'm like, look, we shouldn't be worried about cinema. Cinema's fine because there's no casualties there. It's television that's suffering really because of streaming, because no one watches television. I mean, I don't watch television, at least. My kids don't watch television. My wife doesn't watch television. But we stream when we want to see something. And we pause it when we want to do something else. And so for me, television is dead as a doornail. And streaming is like an evolution of it combined with cinema. And for me, it's, you know, it's bright and beautiful.
Miles, what did you think when you read the script? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, before I met Nick, I had only read episode 1. And I thought that was, I was really interested in that. I thought this was a pretty unique, complex individual. And then I met with Nick and basically kind of, we talked about a little bit, kind of this, the odyssey that was going to be, you know, Martin. But we didn't, I don't know, we actually didn't talk too much about it. I just really wanted to work with Nick. And to be fair, some of the episodes were not written once we started. I mean, Nick and his team, they were working on it constantly, and it was changing. It was a really thought provoking character study for sure.
Just because you said you really wanted to work with Nick, what is it about him that you liked and appreciated? His films?
Yeah, all of his work. And then I just really, really enjoyed meeting him. I think that he, you know, challenged me as an actor in a way that it's rare on a movie to really, I think, I don't know, I just felt like I was in school, you know, when I was in college, you know, learning acting. And that was kind of how I felt every day working in this, you know, very, you know, stylized and heightened, you know, way. So
everybody's talking about how much violence there's in the film. What's your philosophy regarding that when filming violence?
Look, my thing isn't very violent. If you look around, just turn on the television, watch your regular, you know, old school network show. I mean, people die left, right, and center. So I don't consider myself very violent or what I do very violent. I may be violating, which is very different. I may violate your mind and you protect into that. That will make you more uncomfortable.
While watching the episodes, I felt that some scenes reminded me of Drive or some other scenes. For example, reminded me of Neon Demon or Only God Forgives. So were you playing with your own work on some level?
I don't think, you know, it wasn't consciously, but I had, you know, 13 hours ended up being to fill. And we shot for 10 months. So, of course, you like, okay, I'm going to do a car chase. Well, how do you do it different? Or if you have a love scene or an action scene or a comedy scene, you know, I mean, you are who you are, you know, and of course you just, out of necessity to get things done, may fall back on tricks of the trade that you have done before. At the same time, you try to invent new ones. I mean, the biggest challenge, in a way, was just breaking down the barrier of what, you know, because people kept on talking about television, what television narrative is, what television storytelling is, which I find, you know, equally as, you know, as strangling as you have in movies, of what a movie has to be, what a movie should be. I mean, I can't believe how much time I'm being told what I'm doing wrong, why I'm doing it wrong, and what I should be doing instead. But I think it's important that we start sometimes just remembering that there is not so much how things used to be or has to be. You know, there's this desire. I mean, you know, it's like the same thing. And when we have children, we're so obsessed about diagnosing our kids for some stupid reason in society because it doesn't fit into what is acceptable or how it should be. Fuck all that. You know, it's art. It has no control, really. And it's far more interesting.
What did you put the live cam on set? And Miles, what did you think when Nicholas approached you with this idea?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at first because I don't have like Instagram and I don't live stream anything. I like to keep that kind of personal. But it became
part of the
family. became part of it. And we'd be like, "How many viewers do we have?" You know.
I mean, I had the idea because I thought it was interesting for people who wanted to experience what creativity in movies really is like. And in a way, it's very, just very mundane and practical. But because, you know, we live in a world where we build these illusions of what, you know, it is and what it was and what it should be. But the idea of objectifying it in real time, you know, was just, I love that idea of just being, you know, present in anyone's interest. If they wanted to lock on, we would be there, part of their existence.
Since I understand that you wrote the episodes while shooting and the possibilities of streaming are sort of infinite, does it mean that we have to expect that the series will end but will not really end?
Yeah, I mean, I created it with Ed Brubaker, who's a great American graphic novel writer, and there's a woman called Hallie Gross who also came into. We were three writers on it, you know, but yeah, I mean, going back to the thing, sure, it's like, in a way, streaming, there is no ending. It's like the internet, like you just have to lock off, and I just ran out of money, you know.
Nick, you also brought in the film your love for Barry Manilow. I kept playing Mandy in my head after watching the episodes.
Ah. I had that bloody song in my head for the last 2 days. Great song in a way.
Well, Barry Manilow. Well, I mean, you know, it was just one of those. I mean, I love pop ballads and.
Oh, yeah, Speedwagon, of course.
How can you go wrong? And so, Barry Manilow hit would I think fit very well into. To the situation it ended up in. But I play a lot of music on set, and I'm sure Miles can, you know, talk endless about that. But we had a lot of music, and we used a lot to, you know, inspire everything else around us.
Miles, did you get into Barry Manilow's music then?
I mean, that song's always moved me. I had no idea how it was used in the scene. There was somebody put like worst music cue of all time. I was like, you missed it, man. Yeah. That was the most beautiful thing. I was cracking up. I'm not sure what screening you guys were at, but at our premiere, there was a lot of laughs kind of throughout, which was good because I thought it was very funny. I thought a lot of this stuff was very, very funny.
I just want to go back to finding the right length and timing. Running out on money is a great answer, but how did you choose the length of the episodes?
It's long enough, or it's too long, or it's too short. You know, it's more like, you know, a creative choice when you feel everything is there that you want it to be and the way it has to be. And then afterwards, I would then chop it up in different sections, because the idea of having, being controlled by like an hour, like conventional, like you would always look like either at 45 minutes or an hour or whatever. And I was like, the world of streaming, we all pause when we have to do something else. So why do we even need to be told when to not engage? So I just chopped it up in different lengths, and it's all different sizes.
Did the editing process feel different from when you do a movie?
It was the same thing. Matt Newman was the main editor, and he had a team of editors because we had to produce a lot of material. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that was the difference here, was just the amount of material that needed to be produced every day. And because, as Miles was saying, we would shoot during the day, and then at night I would go write with the team, because it was all in chronological order. And everything kept on changing from what we were experiencing during the day, and at the same time, what was happening in America, which was very.
How was for you, Miles, working on this different rhythm? Was there a different energy you had to find?
No different. I think the only difference for me was shooting in chronological order, just how Nick works. So that was it. But it felt like, each episode felt like its own kind of independent film.
Can you share with us some memories from the set?
Great music.
A lot of driving. Little Billy, naked guy, spitting.
Standing
like John Wayne, which Nick always said, "No, stand like John Wayne."
Moving slowly.
He has the ability to stand like John Wayne. It's absolutely amazing.
We've been talking to Miles Teller and Nicholas Winnie Refn, protagonist and director of the Amazon series Too Old to Die Young, North of Hollywood, West of Hell, screening at the 72nd Festival de Cannes, out of competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.